It's basically a question of good planning. There are wonderful insulin pens for youngsters to use themselves. If you give him the responsibility, he'll probably take it all in his stride.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Mein Name ist Julia Pflegel und ich bin die Chefredakteurin des Magazins. Unsere aktuelle Episode ist wieder etwas ganz Besonderes, denn passend zu dem Titelthema unserer März-Ausgabe, welches sich mit Diabetes Typ 1 befasst, haben wir im Heft einen aktuellen Artikel in englischer Sprache. Und diesen Artikel bzw. den dazugehörigen Dialog hat eine der Autorinnen des Artikels, die Native Speakerin Jane Funke, fantastisch mit ihrer Tochter vertont. Ein Gespräch zwischen einer Kundin und einer PTA. Seien Sie gespannt.
Hello, my son has just been diagnosed with diabetes type 1. I'd like a blood glucose meter, please, and the test strips that go with it.
Yes, of course. I'll show you what we have and explain the handling to you.
I'd also like some tips on managing the situation. It's all a bit overwhelming at the moment.
How old is your son?
He's 12 and in the sixth class at school. I don't know how we're going to cope. I hate giving injections, and he's not used to keeping to a strict routine.
It's basically a question of good planning. There are wonderful insulin pens for youngsters to use themselves. If you give him the responsibility, he'll probably take it all in his stride. Sit down together and make a plan. Be assured we will support both of you as far as therapy and application problems are concerned. Blood sugar levels should be controlled before and after meals, before going to bed, and before and after exercising. That may seem a lot, but that way you will learn to balance the carbohydrate intake and keep the blood sugar within the target range.
He's in his own world most of the time, and when he's with his friends, he forgets to eat and drink.
Well, if it becomes a problem, you could always consider a continuous glucose monitor. That might be the best solution.
How can I balance the carbohydrates?
There are usually training courses with a dietitian in the diabetes specialist's practice. For now, I'll give you a comprehensive booklet on nutrition for diabetics. This will provide you with a valuable overview.
I was hoping he could still have school meals.
There's no reason why he shouldn't. The nutritional information is usually available at least a week earlier. Even with careful planning, blood sugar levels can get too high or too low, so make sure your son has a low box with him at all times. It should contain a few fast-acting sources of carbohydrates, such as glucose tabs or fruit juice.
And if there's an emergency?
Make sure that every contact outside the home has an emergency plan stating what to do and who to contact.
What else do I need to know?
Stick to a balanced diet and make sure your son does physical exercise of some sort. Schedule regular visits with a diabetes specialist and have your son's eyes tested every year to detect and treat problems as soon as possible. There are also wonderful apps that can be downloaded to help kids manage diabetes on their own. They can be synchronized with their parents' smartphones.
Really? I have to check that.
I'll show you the blood glucose meters if you'd like to come this way.
Yes, please. Your advice has been really helpful.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Danke an alle, die uns zugehört haben, uns downgeloadet haben. Danke an alle, die uns liken und abonnieren. Bis dahin und zum nächsten Mal.